going through my email, and of course I get the daily emails from Costco. And I've always got my head kind of out there. Now, see, now somebody's going to try to call, and I'm not going to be able to call them back for an hour, but that's all right. And I just got an email from Costco minutes ago, and I'm just doing a fast scroll down to see what kind of garbage they got. Son of a gun. And it goes to show you how inflation has affected everything. These buckets used to be 50-pound pails. Of course, by the time they fill them up and they ship them, everything kind of settles down, so you got a lot more airspace up there, although hopefully they're nitrogen-packed. But you ever heard the saying, like white on rice? Costco just came out with a Augustin Farms long green white rice packed 44-pound bucket. $49.99 delivered, including the shipping. So as much as I love my friends over at Freeze-Dried Guy, give them a call. Let them know what you found. See if they'll work with you on it. But if not, if you got a Costco membership, it just came out minutes ago. 44-pound pail, like white on rice, long green white rice, for less than $50, delivered. Hey, shipping 44 pounds ain't cheap, folks. I don't care if it comes UPS. I don't care if it comes U.S. Postal Service. Good evening. Welcome to a Tuesday night installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Jeff Bennett here behind the mic for the next, nearly an hour. We're going to do some interesting things tonight. I'm not going to waste my time giving you market reports. You've had all that. You just had 4 hours of market updates and the gold and the silver, what it did and what the mining stocks have done. And I bet you like that, Tommy, right? All sorts of good stuff. But remember, Barney Frank will be leaving us soon. Unfortunately, it means we still got, what, another year of the guy? Look, he didn't say he's stepping down at the end of the year. That's not what I heard. He says he won't run for re-election. That means we're still faced with another year of damage with this guy, I think. And amongst the things that he's leaving us is the Dodd-Frank bill. It's going to crush unemployment. Come on back. We're going to talk to you about Bonnie Frank's legacy.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Sometime yesterday, I received an email, which I got to scroll back up and find it. I also have to be a little careful about how I present it to you on the air, because there is a degree of vulgarity involved with it. It has been said that radio, my friends, is theater of the mind. Well, this is when you have to use your imagination. There are three photographs. This is entitled A Short Lesson in Jobs. Now, I don't remember who sent it to me. It doesn't matter. I can suspect. There's a picture of three well-known personages. One of them is passed away several months ago, the founder of Apple. Or the co-founder of Apple. One is the former president of the United States, William Jefferson Clinton. And the third one is the picture of the pretender in chief that currently resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The description, remember, the subject matter here is a short lesson in jobs. We had Steve Jobs from 1955 to 2011. From 1992 to 2001, we had, with Bill Clinton, we had BJ's. And with Barack Obama, we've got no jobs at all. Now, Bennett, what does any of this have to do with Dodd-Frank? Because, my friend, job-killing bank regulations threaten to wipe out all the gains in private sector employment since the so-called recovery began. These are the warnings we're getting out of the banking industry. Of course, Washington is hiring thousands more bureau rats just to enforce the rules. Signed into law last year, Dodd-Frank Act, named for Christopher Dodd and Bonnie Frank, is the biggest rewrite of financial regulations since the New Deal. It was, of course, intended to rein in Wall Street excesses, but the banking industry says burdensome red tape is hurting economic growth and jobs in a still sluggish labor market. the level of real GDP, or gross domestic product, could be 2.7% less by the year 2015 than would otherwise be the case for the United States. That, according to Stephen Wilson, outgoing chairman of the American Bankers Association. He states this could result in 2.9 million fewer jobs being created. By comparison, the economy has created 1.78 million private jobs since June of 2009, the alleged beginning of the recovery. Wilson says that Dodd-Frank has resulted in more than 5,230 pages of proposed and final rules, which laid end-to-end would exceed the height of the New York's Empire State Building five times over. Only a fourth of the rules have gone into effect so far, he says, and yet the law in its first year has already imposed almost 20 million hours of paperwork. This is how they create jobs or save jobs. Federal government passes a new law. In the next year, we spend 20 million man hours of paperwork on U.S. business. Took 5.5 million man hours, in contrast, to build every iPhone sold. Dodd-Frank compliance costs for the financial industry already top $12 billion. And that's expected to swell as the remaining 77% of required rules are finalized. Also, price controls imposed by Dodd-Frank will result in a 45% loss in debit card interchange revenue for banks. Frankly, I could care less about that. Banks have laid off workers to raise revenue to meet higher capital reserves mandated under the law. Now, I think they need to have higher reserves. I'm sick and tired of this fractional reserve anything. It's getting ridiculous. Now, Wilson happens to run a small bank in Ohio. He made the remarks last month during a speech on international finance in Tokyo. The new regulatory regime, however, is a boon for lawyers and government workers. Surprise, surprise. A GAO study, that's Government Accountability Office, a GAO study this summer concluded that implementing Dodd-Frank rules would require 2,850 additional federal employees just through fiscal 2012, which ends September 30th, at a cost to the taxpayers of $1.3 billion. Of course, then the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they're going to command the bulk of new hires and funding. Created by Dodd-Frank, the watchdog agency began with a staff of 1,225 and a budget of $330 million. Patrice Ficklin, who heads the CFPB's Office of Fair Lending, says she's hiring lawyers, statisticians, analysts, and enforcement agencies. High-paying jobs. In fact, they've hired at least a dozen employees at salaries of more than $225,000 a year. Of course, the White House, no white on rice there, denies the financial regulations it championed are costing companies revenue and slowing hiring. The White House is denying this. They cite, for example, higher corporate profits. If you look at corporate profits, it's hard to make the case that regulations have caused companies to be scared about hiring or that they're hurting their job growth. Those words from Alan Kliger, Obama's top economist. How many top economists has this guy got? He goes on to say, I think the main reason for weak hiring is that the companies feel that they could satisfy the demand that they face with the workers they have. Until they're more confident that consumers are coming back at a greater clip, that the demand will be there, I think we'll continue to see job growth at the kind of moderate pace that we've seen. But analysts note that hiring still lags consumer spending. And they say profits are up mainly because businesses have slashed payrolls and other costs. Ooh. Even Representative Bonnie Frank admits the regulation he co-sponsored has cost jobs in the financial sector, but he says it's a reasonable price to pay to bring greedy bankers. U.S. Chamber of Commerce official David Heishman says that employers remain uneasy about Dodd-Frank. Instead of creating jobs, the law has created uncertainty for job creators. The economic statistics bear that out. What? Geez, I got emails coming in. Phones are ringing. Hey, can I get... I cut out. Oh, that's probably Jack probably trying to call me to let me know I'm off the air. I won't answer the phone. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I can take care of that. Looks like we got that whole thing taken care of. That special package offering we offered on John's program is now sold out. I told you there were very few of them. Anyway, well, I don't know where we got cut out. I guess it doesn't really make a lot of difference. If anybody's trying to call me while I'm on the air or call Republic Trading Group, 9 chances out of 10 you are going to reach no one because I am, in fact, on the air. So we listened to Barney Frank talking about, well, it's the reasonable price to pay to bring greedy bankers to heel. If you walk up the drug dweebles, you're going to have fewer jobs. This guy sounds like, who is it? Not Porky Pig, the other one. Maybe it was Porky Pig. I don't know. One of those pigs talk that way. Yeah, he's a pig anyway. Elmer Fudd. Oh, man. You guys got it down. If you walk up the drug dweebles, you're going to have fewer jobs. But Heishman goes on to say we're simply not going to see American companies spending capital until they can begin to navigate their way through this tangled web of regulation. Well, by forcing banks to increase the capital they have on hand to cover losses, Dodd-Frank has reduced capital available for small business loans. That, according to our author today, says that that's slowed hiring. Tom Boyle, State Bank of Countryside in LaGrange, Illinois, says Dodd-Frank is handicapping our ability to meet the credit needs of small firms. The consequences are real. It means fewer loans get made. It means slower job growth. I don't understand something here. What do loans have to do with job growth? Does that mean if you're interested in hiring employees and putting people to work that you have to be able to get a loan to do that? Is this the type of business that is attempting to grow and expand and needs more people? Or has it reached a point that it's grown so much that it needs people? If it's grown that much, it's probably got the profits. I don't get it. I mean, it's almost like, are you putting the horse before the cart or the cart before the horse? You got K&M of VA Inc. They wanted to expand this year, but for the first time had trouble getting a line of credit. You got Mike Bucci blaming the new bank law. American Business Group in Orlando blaming the bank law. Everybody's blaming the bank law. I think the banks ought to get hung out to dry, starting with the big boys. Stay with us. We'll be back. And when we come back, we're going right to a recorded 4.5-minute segment. Stay with us.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function, and you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Popping all over the place. We're going to go right to an audio clip here. Stay with us. I'll be back with you in a couple minutes. Enjoy this thing. It's pretty powerful, and I'll tell you about it.
We owe $70
trillion. Yeah, I understand that, but
those
you can't
to walk out
say,
a $4 trillion solution, which is basically just a way for the Democrats to avoid dealing with this until 2017. I'm not here to talk about plans to deal with this till 2017. I'm saying we've got a real problem, and I'm tired of Republicans and Democrats who either want Republicans who want to burn the place to the ground, and Democrats, with all due respect, who want to offer a plan that gets it through their end of their second term of their presidency, and then screws me and my kids when it's over. And until we do that, we have to deal with the extraction that is at foot. It is the reason the financial markets are behaving the way they're behaving. That is a mathematical fact. This is not some opinion. This is a mathematical fact. Tens of trillions of dollars are being extracted from the United States of America. Democrats aren't doing it. Republicans are not doing it. An entire integrated system, financial system, trading system, taxing system that was created by both parties over a period of two decades is at work on our entire country right now. And we're sitting here arguing about whether we should do the $4 trillion plan that kicks the can down the road for the president for 2017 or burn the place to the ground, both of which are reckless, irresponsible, and stupid. And the fact of the matter is, until we actually, and I'm sorry to lose my temper, but I tell you what, I've been coming on TV for 3 years doing this. And the fact of the matter is that there's a refusal on both the Democratic and the Republican side of the aisle to acknowledge the mathematical problem, which is that the United States of America is being extracted. It's being extracted through banking, it's being extracted through trade, and it's being extracted through taxation. And there's not a single politician that has stepped forward, Susan, to deal with this.
But there's only one right now. The leader of the free world, whether you like it or not, the president of the United States is arguably one of the most powerful individuals we have out there.
But, Susan, what you're saying is exactly the point that Dylan is making. It's not about one guy. It's about all of them.
No, I actually disagree. I think Dylan's saying it is about one guy.
It is about one guy.
What would you like him to do?
I would like him to go to the people of the United States of America and say, People of the United States of America, your Congress is bought. Your Congress is incapable of making legislation on health care, banking, trade, or taxes, because if they do it, they will lose their political funding and they won't do it. But I'm the President of the United States, and I will have a country that is run by a bought Congress. So I'm not going to work with a bought Congress and try to be Mr. Big Guy. I'm working with the bought Congress. I'm going to abandon the bought Congress like Teddy Roosevelt did, and I'm going to go to the people of the United States and I'm going to say, you've got a bought Congress. And until we get rid of the bought Congress, which is Jimmy Williams' constant point, which is get the money out of politics, and until a president says that's the problem and says he's going to fix it, there is no policy that I can possibly see, no matter how brilliant your idea may be, or your idea, or my idea, or her idea, or your idea at home, is that idea will not happen as long as there is the capacity to basically fire a politician who disagrees with me by taking funding away from him. Is that a fair assessment?
Money in politics is the root of all political evil. It is corruption at its worst. And until we step up and kick that out of the park, it's going to be the same system all
and
the
only the president could do that. We're going
to Congress has to do it, too. The Congress has to do it, too.
But I'll tell you what. How bad does it have to get? How much money has to be extracted? How many things have to be hurt?
The brass tacks. Okay, physically, what do you do?
You go and give a speech.
Right now.
Right now.
And then what happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow what happens is you begin the process of actually investing in solving the problem. So I come out and I say, how? I create an infrastructure bank with 2% blending immediately. There's that. Once I explain to people the problem, once I explain to you you have cancer, once you understand how screwed up your trade tax and banking policies are, believe me, you will have no issue when I incorporate an infrastructure bank that I fund with repatriated offshore money that I bring in and then use to create 2% direct lending to every business in America. Because when you realize that the banking system is fully corrupt and defrauding us, and I come out and say that, which is what I want my president to do, that at that exact moment I say, you know what, we got a screwed up situation here, people. You all know it, and now what? I'm going to admit it. And as a result, not only have I admitted it, but we're going to begin the process of solving it like grown-ups. They did it in World War II. They did it after the Civil War. They did it in Latin America with the Brady Bonds. We are not seeing it happen now. The panel stays a little more emotional than I anticipated getting at work this afternoon. But what am I going to do?
Pretty powerful commentary. I like the argumentative side. If you were listening to John Stepler's program, the National Intel Report, Bob Chapman had made a statement that this particular, I believe Rattigan is his name, Dylan Rattigan, is basically a liberal. And yet, he sees what so many of us see. We're tired of the lies, the deceit, the fiscal irresponsibility that comes out of Washington, D.C. Pretty interesting to hear this coming from the left. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments.
See if the lawyer can get it straight, because I want him. Yeah, I intend to have him. I'll just ask him, is you is or is you ain't? My baby.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it. That you turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck. My life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'll gladly surrender myself to you. Body and soul.
Welcome back. I think welcome back. This is turning out to be a strange evening. Phone calls keep rolling in, and I pick it up, and I answer, and I tell people to call back, and they call back right away, and it's like, where do we leave off? We got to listen to Radigan. Yeah, Candy sent me a quick email. By the way, tomorrow night's Wednesday, and you know what that means. Wednesdays with Roger. And boy, have we got some news to talk about tomorrow night. Yep, it's all about the book. And boy, the phone calls keep coming in and the emails keep coming in. Where's the book? Where's the book? Where's the book? You tune in tomorrow night, you'll find out where is the book. Talking about Dodd-Frank. And I don't think I want to spend much more time talking about it because I see both sides of the issue. But let's face it, putting restrictions and demands and requirements on the banking industry itself is the pot calling the kettle black. It's the likes of Christopher Dodd and Bonnie Fwink that allowed the banks to lower their cash reserve standings to next to nothing to begin with. Now they want to come back all these years and tell the bank, oh, no, you can't do that. You got to have more cash with those on hand to take care of the customers. Banks are damned if they do and damned if they don't. And yet we enter the winter of our economic discontent. What do the United States, Russia, and the Middle East have in common? They all have unpopular regimes. run by out-of-touch kleptocrats or kleptomaniacs who face popular uprisings. The opposition groups in all those places don't have much in common, but the governments do. Oh, Obama may have sneered at Mubarak or Putin, but for all the pretense of democracy, he was sitting at the top of his own kleptocracy, doling out fortunes to supporters out of the emergency bailout and stimulus plans. The Tea Party was the outraged and vocal response of a working middle class that was seeing its taxes and its children's future being squandered to feed the appetites of the oligarchy. Hey, look at this. The family is demanding that John Hinckley Jr. should be given more time outside the hospital. Well, that's what they said in 2004. Now his mother's speaking. Get out of here. Who cares? So the media elite might bemoan the Tea Party as the second coming of the KKK, but it was a far more honest expression of economic discontent than the OWS, which limited its manufactured anger to the junior partners in the kleptocracy while giving the men in power a free pass. Now, Russian voters who watched Putin build palaces for himself while their roads decayed to the unthinkable by challenging his cult of personality at the polls. And despite the massive voter fraud dealt a severe blow to Putin's grip on power, they lost a lot of his supporters' seats yesterday. But as long as Putin holds executive power, the repression will double, and the suicides and violent assaults and criminal trials against critics will, they'll continue. But it's clear to everyone that Putin has lost any popular mandate to rule. Obama lost his popular mandate by 2010, and no matter what happens in 2012, his rule has already ended. Oh, like Putin, he wields executive power, but without the support of the public. And it's ironic that he played such a key role in removing Gaddafi when he had more than a little in common with him. The vain showboating, the flagrant corruption, the constant speeches are a feature of both regimes. There's also plenty of political DNA overlap with Putin. The shirtless photos and the cult of personality is a common element of both men. As for now, Obama hasn't resorted to having his aides plant animals for him to kill. But there have been plenty of equally cynical stunts. Putin and Obama machines both thought to conceal their abuses of power under the illusion of mass popularity. But no amount of stunts or shirtless photos or dead animals or showgirls have salvaged Putinism, and the Obama nation won't be saved by another trip to the beach or another Obama girl or another song of Blue Hawaii. 17 days of Christmas vacation going to Hawaii. Well, I could tell you some stories about that. Oligarchies, my friends, are as common as any global pest, but they're more easily tolerable when things are going well. Putin was popular when the money was rolling in, and Americans tolerated Clinton's peccadilloes when the jobs were around. Which kind of jobs? I don't know. But when the economy turns bad, then the obnoxious behavior of the ruling class is more than an irritant or an item for the celebrity column. It's a spark of revolutionary anger. Who takes advantage of that anger is an open question. In the Middle East, the chief beneficiaries of public anger have been the Islamists. In the United States, the Tea Party revitalized the right, forcing the left to try and cobble together its own economic protest movement. In Russia, there are no clear winners, but the anger is nevertheless real as generation that had been too young to be outraged by the Yeltsin era, and a thrill that Putin seemed to have things well in hand. All of this has made it clear that no amount of threats or intimidation will keep them in line any longer. You see, the end of the 20th century has meant the end of the ideological dictatorship and the transition to the pure economic oligarchy in Russia and China, which exist only to monopolize wealth, which forces them to maintain a certain degree of economic freedom. Unfortunately, this same situation is fodder in the United States and Europe. which are locked into federal oligarchies spending unsustainable amounts of money and clamping on economic and political reforms. The liberalization in Russia and China, the tyrannization in Europe and America represent a convergence as all the regimes move toward a common standard that give the elite maximum power without excessively restraining the economic possibilities that keep their respective oligarchies going as profitable ventures. Even Iran is tearing itself apart in power struggles between the ruling elites, all looking to grab a chunk of its oil wealth. Across the Middle East, the children of the wealthy, the Islamist tycoons, and the generals who control entire industries are facing off for control of entire nations. An economic downturn makes the competition over diminishing wealth and resources burn hotter, not least because there are suddenly a whole lot more ordinary people willing to enlist in the struggle. The so-called Arab Spring is less about democracy and tyranny than it is about the price of bread. Had the State Department kicked in enough wheat to get Mubarak over the hump, Tahrir Square would be no more than another obscure protest. And had Obama kept the corruption down to at least Clinton standards, the Tea Party may have never taken off. No sense of proportion is another thing that Obama and Putin have in common. It's understandable in Putin, who went from a KGB spook to the new czar, and somewhat understandable in Obama, who quickly went from spook to state senator to senator to the Oval Office on a golden carpet without ever having to work for it. Both men were the figureheads for oligarchies looking to take control of the massive resources of the two former world powers. Neither really understood that they could fail. Both regimes wielded legions of followers, their iconic images appearing on posters, shirts, stickers. But while Putin had a good ride, Obama's cult of personality came to a much quicker end. You see, the difference between the two men was that the ex-KGB men who made up the Putin regime had long ago been disabused of the illusion that wealth was an infinitely elastic quality, manufactured by government diktat. The USSR had run itself deep into debt and economic ruin that way, and they understood that wealth had to be created in order to be exploited. Resources had to be developed and exploited for them to be monopolized. The Obama oligarchy saw the government and its power as the ultimate resource to be exploited. There was no need to go drill in the Arctic when you could just sink another shaft into the treasury and drill, baby, drill. Call it a stimulus plan, if you will, or a bailout or a job creation plan, but just make sure the good stuff keeps coming, baby. That kind of wanton criminality would have been bad enough in the 90s, but it was completely unacceptable in the middle of a recession. Good times are over for now, for ruined Egypt, for corrupt Russia, and for the United States, which is stuck with a criminally stupid elite. The good times are over now for Egypt, which is tottering into ruin, for Russia, which is choking on its own corruption, even as there is less money to go around, and for the United States, which is stuck with a criminally stupid elite, which seriously believes that the more it steals, the quicker the recovery will become. The quicker the recovery will come. I apologize. If Putin was an old-style mafia boss, Obama's the glib kid who starts believing that his cons actually help his victims become better people by relieving them of their material possessions. The Krugman School of Economics teaches that wasteful spending is the path to wealth. High taxes bring on national prosperity. Plenty of world leaders have done stupid things, but none of them have convinced themselves that bankruptcy is the path to prosperity. But unfortunately for the rest of the world, Obama's stupidity is their problem. America and Europe are still the pillars of the world economy, and between the EU leadership and Obama, it's no wonder that the tin pot oligarchies elsewhere are collapsing. The force tearing them down isn't really democracy or a desire for freedom. It's the criminal stupidity and venality of the people at the top. America can be a wonderful country where the son of a Kenyan philanderer can go on to bankrupt not only its economy, but that of the world. And Europe is repeating all its old follies and turning the EU into an even more naked tyranny run by the same incompetent idiots responsible for its crises. And if Russia, the Middle East, and China's leaders wished they had a shot at the U.S. Treasury, they have to settle for watching their enemies melt down, even as they try to ride out the accompanying storm. I'm going to choke here for a minute. Bread and circuses, don't you love them? Subsidized goods, political entertainment, they can only go so far. You see, Americans have stopped buying magazine covers with Obama's mug face leering back at them. Russians are far less interested in Putin's matryoshka dolls. When there are no jobs, then it's time for the clowns to get back into the limo before the rocks start to fly. America and Europe are at the fulcrum of the mess, and the solution lies with them. Now, when I say them, obviously we're here in America, but we're not them. We're us. It's them. It's the Obamanites and their handlers. Who are the same handlers of Europe? They're causing it, and they can provide the solutions. But the only solution is for the oligarchs to give up some of their power, which they are not prepared nor willing to do. Federalization has gone too far, but no one can turn back. Turning your back on power requires leadership. Leadership. Something we don't have. The oligarchy is set up to exclude their leaders. When in doubt, pass the blame. Obama has decided to run his campaign on a theme of blaming the robber barons. And though the only robber barons around are supporters of his campaign, it's one more thing he has in common with Putin, who ruthlessly went after some oligarchs while allying closely with others. Obama's already borrowed so much of the Putin playbook that a little more won't hurt. He's claimed to have channeled the spirits of FDR, JFK, Reagan. Today he called upon the ghost of Teddy Roosevelt to tackle powerful economic interests. Don't forget that train out of town like Lincoln. Be a lot more impressive if not for the fact that the few monopolies around today are in the communications industry and they are close allies of the administration. You see, Roosevelt's call for direct democracy and having the voters decide how government should run is as alien to Obama as it is to Putin. When Teddy Roosevelt said that, "I believe the majority of the plain people of the United States will day in and day out make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern them," Teddy Roosevelt was warning about this state of affairs. Not Herman Cain's kind of affairs, the political kind of affairs. Roosevelt's suggestion that judges could be recalled would give any modern-day New York Times columnist a conniption fit. Have him suggesting that maybe Sarah Palin doesn't seem so bad after all. Gag, gag. Every moment in history has its own context. Roosevelt's campaign against monopolies has given way to a government monopoly on power that excludes and suppresses the rights of the citizens to govern their own affairs. It is a state of affairs that Roosevelt would have been foremost in opposing. The monopoly, my friends, of the present is the monopoly of government. It is an absolute monopoly which grows remorselessly and whose unrestricted growth threatens to destroy the nation. Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, envisioned a great government for a great nation. Instead, what we got was his fifth-rate cousin, FDR. And he, along with Obama and so many in between, have given us a miserable government that's bringing the nation down right along with it. This is the winter of our economic discontent. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's getting chilly out here. Welcome back to the final moments of tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Very quickly, we sent out an email earlier today with our special offering of the week, which is posted on the website. And I really, it's unusual for us to offer these most of the time because the pricing just isn't any decent price. We have got U.S. nearly full half-ounce $10 Liberty gold coins that we are shipping, and they are in our possession right now. There are very, very limited quantities. I mistakenly mentioned earlier that we were sold out. We were not sold out. We still have some left. I miscalculated the numbers. John, during the break, corrected me, thankfully so. Do take a look at that if you go to RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. Click on this week's treasure chest. You'll see pictures, brief description, what the piece is. Great historical, over 100-year-old. There's not a single one of those coins that they're 104 years old at least. And that doesn't make them rare coins by any stretch. That's not what it is. We have been able to put these coins together for approximately $100 less per coin than Kitco. Come on, folks. All you people tell me you go to Kitco, you read this, you study that, you go here, you go there. We've got the same, very same coin that Kitco's offering, and we're putting it out there for $100 less. Take advantage of that. Give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. I have been getting calls throughout the course of this broadcast. I'm going to be returning calls the moment I get off the air here in just a few seconds. For those of you who have got email access, I would strongly urge that reach me through the email, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. If you use any other email address, I'm not going to get that till tomorrow morning, and I cannot guarantee, because, you know, Republic has got other addresses. If it goes to Sandra, I'm not going to see it till morning. If you want in on this package, one coin, five coins, whatever you want, that's, you know, up to the limit of the number of pieces we have. And we took a couple of orders, both while I was on the air. One while I was still on with John an hour ago, and another one that's come in during the early segment of this hour. Take advantage. They're sweet, sweet, beautiful historical coins, XF condition. And to be able to pick these up for $100 less than some of the biggest suppliers in the country is a great, great buy. $10 U.S. Liberty gold coins, referred to as an eagle. A $5 bill or $5 gold coin was a half eagle. A $2.50 was a quarter eagle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So do take advantage of these. I think you're going to like these. $20 gold pieces, of course, were called what? Double eagles. That's right. Makes a lot of sense. But we've got them posted up at republictradinggroupinternational.com under the treasure box up toward the front. So, yeah, this is going to be interesting because I've got much to do, and an hour from now I got other stuff to do. If you heard me say some things on the air tonight that you weren't sure that I said them or not, 9 chances out of 10 I did. Right, Candy? See you all tomorrow night right here. 23 hours from now, right along with Roger Sales. It'll be Wednesday nights with Roger. Thanks for being with me. Take care. Good night. They cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Gold, ever climbing.